Good morning. Today's scripture comes from the epistle appointed for today's morning prayer, Galatians chapter 2, verse 14. It reads, "But when I, Paul, saw they were not acting consistently with the truth of the gospel, I said to Cephas before them all, 'If you, though a Jew, live like a Gentile and not like a Jew, how can you compel the Gentiles to live like Jews?'" Paul is addressing Cephas in today's passage. Cephas, the name given to Peter by Jesus, is Aramaic for rock. Peter is given this name because he is to serve as the rock or the foundation of the new Jewish Christian church that is emerging. Each of us, as God's children, should carry this image of being a building block for God's presence in this world. We should each strive to align our words and actions with the presence of God in our hearts. But things challenge this alignment and we stumble. Our reactions to these stumbles say more about us than the actual fall. I invite you to reflect with me today on these reactions, looking both inwardly at our own stumbles and outwardly at others. When we stumble, do we pick ourselves up with grace and a closer and more dependent relationship with God? Or do we berate ourselves and condemn ourselves with negativity and self-shaming? When others fall, do we mock them and draw attention to them? Or do we quietly help them up and brush them off? Each stumble is different, and so each reaction may be slightly different. But is it a good spiritual practice to be awake to our own reactions? Today's closing prayer may be found on page 269 of your Book of Common Prayer. It is the closing collect for the Litany of a Penitent. Let us pray. Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who desires not the death of sinners, but rather that they may turn from their wickedness and live, has given power and commandment to his ministers to declare and pronounce to his people, being penitent, the absolution and remission of their sins. He pardons and absolves all those who truly repent and with sincere hearts believe his holy gospel. Therefore, we beseech him to grant us true repentance and his Holy Spirit, that those things may please him, which we do on this day, and that the rest of our life hereafter may be pure and holy, so that at the last we may come to his eternal joy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow for a new reflection, or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each reflection in your inbox. May the Lord bless you and keep you, make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.